Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 65 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 16th, 2010, from the last program of summer 2010. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. And where would we be without... Oh, Lordy, I'm a little bit discombobulated. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, you know what we're looking for here. Hang on, here we go. Wait for it. Come on. Crap. I'll play that anyway.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else
indeed. I'd like to welcome everybody to the program tonight. Thanks for listening. I'd like to welcome Murray and Sherry back from Europe. Welcome back. I'm glad you made it home, and I will see you tomorrow. And as an announcement to them and to everybody that's listening, my home will be available for burglary Thanksgiving weekend. I will be out of town. Thanks for the invitation. Right now, we're going to get things moving with Billie Holiday from 1949 and Gimme a Pigfoot. That might be an unhappy file.
And all night hop. And what they oop-a-da.
Let's hope it was just that one file. We're going to move along and listen to something else. How would that be? This is Gilbert O'Sullivan, and this is from the year 1971, and a song called Houdini Said. And we'll get things organized.
Doctor in love, who is above all others close to you? Is it the queen? Is it obscene? Tell me, I want you to. Why, I've often wondered what it is that incites so many young people to take part in those rites. Well, by all men in blue are the targets to destroy. Lady, be good, I wish you would, meanwhile exclusively. Have I the right to print in spite of what your views would be? Concerning those matters of the utmost degree, the point being the question and the question being he who laughs first has a thirst to laugh longest as he. Over there,
over there,
over there,
over there,
on the wall,
on the wall,
one in the hall,
on the wall.
I can see,
we can see,
could have fooled me, oh. That life is a drag, they say, and I quote, man, it just isn't our bag. But if that's where it's at, why the hell don't they go?
said to get out of bed was the hardest thing he could do. Yet when his tight straitjacket bites, he's out the count of two. Seems elementary, mighty Watson, I know. But think what would happen if, for instance, the show that we're in should begin not 1 hour, but too late. Over there,
over where?
Over there,
over where?
On the wall.
Hopefully I've got at least one oar in the water now. Sorry for that rocky beginning. It's a little bit embarrassing. From 1974, this is Mr. John Lennon with the only number one single he ever had as a solo artist. And this features Mr. Elton John on backing vocals and piano. And Elton bet John Lennon that this song would go to number one. John didn't believe it, and the price of the wager was the pretty well retired from live performing John Lennon would agree to appear on stage with Elton if the song went to number one, which it did. So Elton John appeared and performed this song on stage at Madison Square Garden with Elton John on Halloween of 1974. This is Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Well, I can tell you what it's going to take to get me through this night.
There is just one Schlitz, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. It light with a big taste too. There's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Yes, Schlitz. And from 1975, this is Mr. Ben E. King and Supernatural Thang. Your love is a supernatural thing. Oh, my. Shall we keep it soulful? This is The Undisputed Truth from 1974. Help yourself.
Thank you.
I'm digging the groove. I think we're going to keep it on the dance floor for a little while longer. This is from 1976, and of course, this is the Bee Gees. And if you're not dancing, you should be. Getting our schlitz on here in the studio tonight. I'd like to welcome some new listeners to the program tonight. It looks like we've got Horton, Kansas and Berkeley, California in the His House. Big shout out to whoever that is and whoever you are. I have a feeling I know who some of you are. Welcome aboard.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. And from 1968, this is The Millennium, featuring the brilliant, if incredibly effeminate, Kurt Becher on vocals. He wrote it. He produced it. This is all about Mr. Becher. This is I Just Want to Be Your Friend. Go next. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what's going on. Let's go with The Smoke from, I think this is 1967. I'm not entirely sure. And in a somewhat similar vein there, if the weather is sunny, which it was today, but it wasn't yesterday, we're going to, shut up.
La, la, la. With anyone, I know how you feel. And if you can't find happiness with anyone, and your love is for real, if the weather's sunny, there's places that I wanna see, the trees and the flowers are weaving their magic on me. Trees touch the sky and the wind blows through your hair, and your mind is at ease. And if you're inclined just to stop and dream a while, and you do what you please. And sometimes you need someone with his head in the clouds and his feet on the ground. Baby, I fit that bill, and I hope that you will, 'cause I know what you're thinking. With anyone, and your love is for real.
That's the smoke, and if the weather's sunny, and if the weather's sunny, maybe they'll. Maybe it's not really football season yet. Hell, I don't. Oh, can't say that. Well, last Saturday, the Huskers managed to beat the University of Idaho Vandals 38-17, and in the process pretty well embarrassed themselves. Aside from a 67-yard touchdown spurt by freshman quarterback Taylor Martinez, the offense was pretty anemic. The defense, by contrast, played a great game, but I don't even want to talk about the 10 penalties. This week, Nebraska travels to Seattle to face Washington, where the 8th-ranked Huskers are 3.5-point favorites on the road. That's bad, people. Winning the game probably means covering the spread, but the smart money almost never bets on Nebraska to cover the spread. This one's going to be a slog, people. Gird your loins. Kickoff is at 2:30 Central Time in Lincoln, Nebraska, and that's on the ABC Television Network, and that's this week's Nebraska Huskers Football Report. Hey, so the number 40 song this week in the city of Chicago, what was it 40 years ago just now? Like now. It was Ronnie Dyson, and it was this song that's completely sung to you in the title of it, which is lyrics in the... Except that's the wrong... You've already heard that. Schlitz.
From the very first time.
We got to pause here just for a minute because I have a bunch of email to answer. I'm going to answer it all on the air. It's many messages. First of all, yes, Dad, I got the Chatel column. If you check your email, there should be one in there where I thanked you. Yes, Dad, I'm aware that Edwin R. Newman passed away at the age of 91. I don't know who's listening from Berkeley exactly, but it happened right after you emailed Dose about listening to my show live, and I'm not sure, but it's possible that his ISP out there has its IP addresses registered to Berkeley, California. So I'm speculating that it's James. I'm sorry to hear about Dan and Sanaz. That's too bad. And yes, I'm aware that due to the alcohol consumption, I did initially indicate correctly that football game Saturday is in Seattle. But then I said that the kickoff was at 2:30 Central Time, and then I said in Lincoln. The kickoff is at 2:30 Central Time, but the game, no, it's not in Lincoln. I'm drinking. And finally, this is for you, Dad. Welcome home.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
This is the Winged Warrior.
Yes.
And I'm calling from the Chicken Cave.
From the what?
The Chicken Cave, the secret cave where I keep all of my crime-fighting equipment.
Uh-huh.
Things like the spectroanalyzer and the chicken computer.
Yes.
For computing things with.
Right. What do you want?
Well, I'm having a little trouble, and I think you could be of some assistance to me.
What kind of trouble?
In your file, you'll find a folder marked Confidential Chicken Man.
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Good. Now, would you find the section labeled Chicken Cave Lights?
Chicken Cave Lights. Yes. Yes, I have it.
Just where are they?
On the north wall to the left of the chicken computer.
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Would you believe that? He has to call me up to ask me where the chicken lights... Yes?
This is the Winged Warrior again?
Yep.
Would you turn to the section in the folder marked How to Get In and Out of the Chicken Cave?
You mean you can't get out? Hello?
No, I can't.
Unbelievable.
What?
Where are you in the cave?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, I've got to know where you are to tell you where to go.
Well, it's dark down here.
You didn't find the light switch either? Hello?
No, I didn't.
Well, how did you get there in the first place?
I fell in.
How could you fall in a cave?
Somebody left the trap door open.
What trap door?
The one in my bedroom closet. Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
Are you going to help me?
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Call my mother and tell her that I fell in my chicken cave.
All right.
Miss Helfinger?
What?
Would you call her on your other phone?
Why?
Because I'd like you to stay on the phone and talk to me until she gets here.
All right, I'm dialing on the other phone.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes?
Do you think there are any bats down here?
In a chicken cave.
Boy, I hate bats.
Well, will Chicken Man need a nightlight in his bedroom? If he runs into a bat, has he fallen into the wrong cave?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And from 1962, this is The Tornadoes with Telstar. It's a Joe Meek production, and it was the first number one single in the United States ever recorded by a British recording artist. take that Sputnik, that's Telstar, that's the Tornadoes from 1962. And because I like instrumentals, we'll go from the Tornadoes to the Tremolos in 1969. And this is Instant Whip. In theory. You know, if you're familiar with the Tremolos' other hits, and if you're not, that's what the Google is for, you'll know that that's not exactly typical. That was Instant Whip from 1969. And from 1948, this is Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra with Charles LaVere on vocals and Maybe You'll Be There.
You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Don't let it end like this.
Each time I see a crowd of people just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do. But maybe you'll be there.
Maybe you'll be there.
I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stair. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there.
And then your arms will always hold me. Your lips will be mine.
To the door, 'cause baby, you'll be there.
Baby, you'll be there. Baby, you'll be there.
Oh no, I wouldn't let it end like this. It's only 22 minutes after the hour in the studio. This is from 1972. This is Mark Bolan and Tyrannosaurus Rex, or T-Rex, and Children of the Revolution.
Hang out, but you won't fool the children of the revolution.
I'd like to thank everybody for sticking with me. It's been a little out of control here in the studio tonight. A little bit more Dr. Johnny Fever than Venus Flytrap, and I appreciate you standing by me during these rocking times. We're gonna take things to a little bit mellower plane as we begin to wrap things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'll be back with you right after Jimmy Cliff from 1972, same year as the T-Rex. This is from the soundtrack to the motion picture, The Harder They Come. This is Sitting in Limbo. Maybe it's not from that soundtrack.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. But I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul.
Belong. Hey, hey, hey. sitting in limbo, limbo, whoa, 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 whoa.
I think Jimmy was just burning up a little extra tape there at the end. I don't know. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me, whether you're listening to me live right now or you're listening to me later on the archive. I certainly do appreciate it. Let's see. Well, I'd like to tell the missus I'll see her in a few minutes. I'd like to tell Dad I'll see you tomorrow, and I'd like to tell Mr. Tate that I will see you a week from Saturday at the big poker game. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Meet me back here next week. We'll do it all over again. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?